So thank you to be here by us today. It's nice that we can talk together today. And before we start with our questions, let's make a short introduction from yourself. I'll introduce yourself and make a short elevator pitch, like 1-2 minutes. And what do you do at Lender Market, and where are you?
Yeah, all right. So thank you very much for having an ability to talk to you guys. It's a really good opportunity. My name is Hendrik. I'm the CEO of Lender Market. I've been doing it for the last over a year. Before that, I was working for Estate Guru to facilitate the platform growth and everything there. Been investing on the well-known platforms since the early days of Pandora, Estate Guru, Crowd Estate, everything like that. Also on Lender Market, and joined Lender Market to help to bring Lender Market to the next level, let's say like that. So the first part was done by the initial team, and now let's take it to a unicorn. So that's what my task is.
Unicorn.
Yeah, unicorn.
Great.
We are a tech startup. So
to the moon.
To the moon.
I didn't know that you worked for Estate Guru. So maybe you met us already in the past. Estate Guru.
So I was hired together with my partner to build the product team there when we were at 25,000 investors.
Okay.
4 years ago or something like that. So I ended up fixing stuff at home because for that ambitious growth, not everything are correct at home. So I saw it from the distance, how different bloggers from Germany come and visit the office, stuff like that. But I was not so much involved in the business topics because I got so into the building the IT and product team and all the new features there and stuff like that. So yeah, I'm very familiar with all the affiliate relations and stuff, but don't know people personally. So that's exciting for me to you know, meet you guys and so on.
And how do you like the fair so far in Stuttgart? Is it the first time in Stuttgart?
It's the first time in Stuttgart. I used to live in Germany, so it's always a warm feeling to come back here. Stuttgart is green, is warm outside. People are nice, but yeah, it's the first time here. Also the first time for us at the fair. We did a lot of research about the fair from the earlier participants. So we set ourselves some certain goals. And I would say that 80% of these goals are achieved over the expected threshold. So we're happy coming back next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to hear that.
And did you take anything away from the talks for your platform?
The talks.
Yeah, you have talked to a lot of people and investors, and have you seen some ideas?
Yeah. So one of the things why we came here is to bring more transparency, because Lender Market in the early days was like a small part of Credit Star, let's say like that. But the last 1.5 years, we've been totally independent, and that's what we are currently doing as well. And there's no way back. And some people, some investors have complained that there is not enough of transparency, the communication, you know, might be better. So one goal for us has been to bring as many people as possible here, show us our new loan originators as well, and increase this transparency. And I think several people have said that now I understand you much better. I've been investing in Lender Market. I know that platform, but you know, now when I see these people, you know, it builds trust. So this has definitely been one thing. Some people have been really happy about the high interest rates that we offer. I have had to tell to them that unfortunately, as we grow, those interest rates are probably slowly going to go down, the average. So currently we've been at 13.8, but as we're bringing other loan originators and I think Credit Star's average interest rate will slowly start to go down as well. So I have had to disappoint them a bit, saying that it's not only about the high interest rates, it's also about the product itself. So that's what I've taken as well. And yeah, some guys showed some cool statistics that they've been gathering about different loan originators. That was really, really exciting. Some investment bot, something like that. I don't remember the name of the guy.
That's beyond P2P, right?
Yeah. Could be. Yeah. So yeah, like many things that I will take with us.
Cool.
You talked about the new loan originator. It's called Credoria, I think.
Yes.
Is it connected to Lender Market or is it completely external?
No, it's like, again, when I started at Lender Market, then I had a few strategical ideas before I decided to join the team. And one of that was to open up to loan originators globally and build a transparent debt marketplace where all lenders are equal. And Credori is the result of executing on that plan. We initially planned to launch in December, but you know, like always with these new initiatives, life comes in, and then the war came and COVID stuff, and so it took a bit more time. But that's our strategy, and I think knowing Credit Star's plans, then definitely Credit Star in a few years time will be just small part of our portfolio, and it's going to be all other loan originators.
So you're going to be a marketplace?
We're going to be a marketplace, yeah. So okay. Definitely like a multi-lender platform where like no loan originators are going to be preferred for some like connections or stuff like that. This is not going to happen on Lender Market.
Credit Star is one of the, we'll say, serious loan originators at the moment. I think so. I have a good balance.
In general, yes.
Yes, they have bonds and so on. So many investors are trusting in such a product from Credit Star. And so I don't really understand why you want to be a marketplace like each other marketplace. We have talked to a lot of marketplaces. We have Bondstar, Mintos, Income. Everybody wants to be a marketplace, but Credit Star is a really, I hope, cool company and with a good reputation. And now you want to give up the reputation and will be going to a big marketplace, similar to each other. So,
well,
can you explain it?
First of all, I think we are already doing quite well in terms of our ranking in Europe. If we were looking at the latest peer-to-peer market data stats, then we were number 5th in terms of total lending volume in a month. So I think we are there in the top to stay. So when people are choosing between marketplaces, then we are, let's say, one of the good alternatives. But I think there are more reasons for a marketplace. We don't want to do a local stuff. We actually want to serve companies globally, and Credit Star will never be a fully global company. So there will not be enough of funds for us to actually achieve this target. So we are talking about billions. A lending company can, let's say, grow as much as 10 to 12% a year. We want to grow 100% a year. It's not possible with Credit Star. And that's why we, one reason. And Credit Star, some of their plans are public as well. They have submitted a banking license in Lithuania. So very soon they will, most probably, I mean, again, I'm not working at Credit Star, but probably they will buy a big part of their bonds and marketplace investments back. So still good time for people to take advantage of that and still put as much money on Credit Star as possible at the moment.
And how much lenders, how much loan originator you will onboard in the future? Is there some roadmap?
Yeah, so currently we have around 10 loan originators across the globe that we are in active due diligence or onboarding. Looking at our growth speed, then we have agreed up to 2 loan originators per quarter. So from Q2, so we really hope to have 2 new loan originators by the end of July. And we have grown our team to 15 people. So now we have resources to actually facilitate that loan originators growth part. But we are not planning to grow it exponentially. So it will stay at 2 per quarter is the goal.
So not like Mintos in the beginning, like a rocket. And then
it came with its downsides.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that will be a good point for the next question. Well, if you take new or loan originators on your platform and we have not the trust like a Credit Star, so how do you ensure the due diligence or will you do the due diligence that we can trust you have chosen the right one?
I think we already talked about Mintos, but Mintos has been growing through the growth of their loan originators. So they also took young loan originators and they have been growing through that. And now they say, stop, you know, you have to be, you know, 4 years or whatever. So they're blocking that. So I think our strategy is a bit similar in the sense that we want to give opportunity to companies that pass our filter. We have built a trustworthy relationship. So definitely there is some sort of like a level of human touch that we need to get with those loan originators. But then, of course, it's the all the due diligence that we do, all the legal part, all the financial part. So we're working with specific financial thresholds that we are able to issue based on their financial statements and give them guidelines how to increase that or what happens if your financial situation goes worse. You know, we will reduce your limits. I don't know in detail how other platforms do that, but that's at least how we do it. And ongoing due diligence. So in terms of information sharing, we have zero tolerance on wrong information. So if any of the loan originators fails with that, then they know that there's no room for them on the platform. So I think that's quite.
And the due diligence team, is it in your company or is it outside?
So we are using. We have a few people from our core team that are involved there. And then we are using also in terms of financial analysis and legal parts, we are using external partners as well, particularly if we are like currently all the loan originators. Okay, not all, a few of them are from Estonia, but all the rest are global. So we need to work with regional partners, basically.
Do you have also some added security features like Mintos has with this Master Trust Fund or Income with the...
Junior share,
cash flow buffer.
At the moment, we are mainly focusing on the maximum financing limit that we are working with, and also the amount of late loans for all the new loan originators that are going to be on the platform. So we try to motivate them through that to have us. Good behavior in front of the investors as possible, so that it's their responsibility, actually, right? So you're investing in them, right? So, yeah.
Okay. If we take a look in the nearest future, you already told you want to have two loan originators in the end of July, but do you have some other plans for the future?
Yeah, definitely making the loan originator onboarding very smooth is one of our targets. Fingers crossed, secondary market by the end of the year. I will say it out loud here so that I cannot miss on that.
We will take it.
Yeah, please. but other than that, it's mainly the diversification of lending companies that we're currently aiming to as a combination of the loan originator experience. And if loan originators want to prefer us as a trustworthy partner, then we believe that this will be translated to investors who see that, oh, there is the best selection, the best diversification in terms of geography, asset classes, and then we hope that this attracts also investors. If we're talking about, you know, special things or where we're focused on. But I think there are some general, let's say, hygiene factor things that we're working as well, like rewards, that we're doing to say thank you to our loyal investors and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds good.
And will you be the next Mintos killer? It's like Highlander, you can be only once.
I think the next growth is coming from somewhere else. I think that managing 400 million on such a user base is not a very nice operations that you want to get involved every day. So our growth is coming from long-term strategic acquisition plans that are totally different from what Mintos does or what any other current loan lending platform does. So we don't aim to be at that scale with this business model as Mintos.
Okay. So I think we are at the end, right?
Really?
Of the interview?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Enric, for answering the questions.
Thanks, guys.
And yes, have a lot of fun at the fair and see you later.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you very much, guys.
Great.
Okay, great.